ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Gaza, a building collapses after an explosion. Israeli retaliatory airstrikes after a massive surprise attack on Israel earlier today. Israel's prime minister declaring a state of war, calling up reserves, ordering intense airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. ABC News producer Bruno Nota is in Israel.
There are 22 locations confirmed where the Israeli military is confronting those commandos, which have infiltrated from Gaza.
Israel's National Rescue Service said at least 100 people have been killed, hundreds wounded. The Palestinian Health Ministry says nearly 200 people have been killed on that side of the border. And hostages, ABC's Jordana Miller.
The Israeli army confirming Hamas has kidnapped soldiers and civilians, taking them back to the Gaza Strip. No details on how many Israeli hostages there are or if they're all alive. Hours earlier, Hamas claiming it had kidnapped over 50 Israelis in its massive surprise attack.
This is ABC News. The United Auto Workers say they've made tremendous progress in negotiating an end to their three-week-long strike against the big three automakers. ABC's Andy Field with the latest.
UAW President Sean Fain saying his striking workers and General Motors reached one major deal.
GM has now agreed in writing to place their electric battery manufacturing under our National Master Agreement.
And?
We've been told for months that this is impossible.
Fain says the three-week-long strikes has provided the pressure for car makers to finally compromise and make a deal. Andy Field, ABC News.
A three-day strike by thousands of workers at Kaiser Permanente wrapped up on Friday, but a deal with the healthcare company to address grievances has yet to be reached. The latest negotiation session between the unions representing 75,000 workers and Kaiser, apparently no deal so far. And further sessions are expected on October 12th and 13th. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A bill in the Wisconsin legislature would make financial literacy classes mandatory in order to graduate from high school. An expert on student loans agrees that's a good idea. Roz Brown reports.
Billy Hensley with the National Endowment for Financial Education says many students are not financially savvy and don't understand scholarships versus grants or federal versus private loans and can create an uphill struggle for themselves.
What we know and what's very clear in the data is that you will have a lower total debt, meaning lower revolving debt like credit cards, lower student loan debt, and you will graduate with a higher credit score compared to those who don't.
Federal student loan payments resumed this month after a pandemic-related three-year pause. The Biden administration's new repayment and forgiveness programs could result in no monthly payments for some. About half of student borrowers continued to make payments during the pandemic, according to Hensley, while 30% were not able to do so. A survey by his group found 83% of borrowers expect to make significant household financial changes, with 23% reporting they'll need to cut their budgets up to $1,000 a month to meet loan payments.
We're estimating that about 1 in 4 U.S. adults may have to cut their discretionary spending, which will be felt locally and nationally throughout the economy.
And Hensley worries some students trying to juggle loan payments will fall victim to scams.
paying a fee will not improve your odds of any kind of debt cancellation or any kind of repayment options, relief options, nor will it speed that process up. So just be a wary consumer.
Hensley says studentaid.gov can simulate repayment plans to help students identify the best arrangement for their circumstances. This is Roz Brown.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your ass. It is Keeping It Real Monday with Earl Ingram's Detroit Lion fan. So, hey, Earl.
Hey, man, what you trying to do, man? Get me, you know, jumped on?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. That's my buddy Gilbert Brown. And listen, we got some stuff to talk about this morning. And Gilbert, let's get right at it, man. The Packer game this past Thursday night with the Detroit Lions. And you were there live with one of your partners, Santana Dotson. You guys are watching that game. It's 24-3. At halftime, I remember the week before. Well, I do remember the week before. I forgot who they were playing.
You forget a lot of
things. I know, man. You'll get there when you know, when your head turned white.
The week before was what? The Atlanta Falcons.
They came back and won the game. We have to ask the young man, Calvin, who did the
Saints.
The New Orleans Saints. Okay.
Saints.
Okay, so they came back. They were down 17-0. They wound up winning 18-17. Okay, yeah. they didn't score any points in the first half. They're down 24, and I remember you saying you knew they were gonna come back and win that game.
Earl, hold
on, Gilbert. So now here we are. They're down 24-3 to the hated Detroit Lions on Thursday night football. The whole nation watching. You sit with Santana. What's your thoughts?
Oh, you finished?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Let me set the tone. Let me set the tone for you, Earl, because I see, you know, you're a fan. You're a fan. But let me set the tone for you. There's a difference in us playing the Saints and us playing the Lions. There's a difference. The difference is the Detroit Lions.
Go ahead.
The Detroit Lions has heat for us. We beat them, embarrassed them so many times. They got heat for us. Saints ain't got no heat for us. We just out playing the game. Detroit Lions got heat for us. They playing their best game against us because they never been in this position before. So it's a different game. Stepping up. Number two, we got beat up front. So bad that I am embarrassed. Don't put nothing on Jordan Love. Don't put nothing on the running backs. Don't put nothing on the defensive backs. Don't put nothing on the linebackers. We got beat in between the tackles like mama came downstairs and caught you doing something you ain't got no business, and she pulled that switch out and whipped you from here to Shinola. We got embarrassed at home up front, period.
So Calvin, do me a favor and look up the record between the Lions and the Packers in the last seven games. The Packers got to get used to getting a whipping from the Lions, because the Lions been whipping them here lately. So,
Herb, I'm going to say this while Calvin looking that up. I have never lost to the Detroit Lions.
Hey, you haven't. At the home. Packers of today.
Yeah.
And so Gilbert, so when you make the statement you just made, you and Santana, man, you know, when you cats played together, y'all were wrecking balls. You just, man, it was hard for people to run. It was hard, man, for quarterbacks to drop back. So let's say you the coach, you come in, you saw what's taking place that first half. They running the ball down your throats. And that's what the Lions was doing, running the ball down the throat. What do you say to your linemen?
Here's the thing, Earl. If you sit up there watching the game, you see the scheme. You see what the Lions are trying to do. And defensive line, me and Santana are sitting there watching the game, right?
Right.
Sometimes things happen that you can't overcome or is out of your control.
Right.
But then there's things that do happen, and it's like, how in the world does that happen? Either you got to be coached up, or you got to do, or your ability has to make you better. If you go, it was losing contain, and I'm gonna explain all this. Losing contain, they were getting two-handed or scoop blocked, reach blocked, and you got to ask yourself, if you're getting coached up, how does that happen? Are these guys that better than our defensive line that their scheme of blocking is beating our defensive line like that? You got to ask yourself that. See, people watching the game, oh, Jordan Love ain't doing this, and the running backs ain't doing that, and how come Detroit can do this? It's all about what's happening up front, people. Our front on offensive and defensive line has to play better for us to win games. And they're not doing that right now. They are getting embarrassed. And I hate to say that, because I love me some Kenny Clark. I love me some TJ. I love all them boys, but they got their butts kicked.
Hey, Calvin, what is the record?
Yeah, so the Lions have won the last four games against the Packers. Before that, the Packers won five in a row.
Okay, so that's the Lions.
He going to cut you off in the first part. Five in a row. Wait.
Hey, Gilbert. So the Lions have beaten the Packers four straight games. They got the Lions have their number now.
No,
the
they
Lions
don't,
are
Earl.
For real.
Hey, no, Gilbert. They don't.
Okay, so that means the Lions have beaten the Packers two times in Lambeau and two times in Forbes Field. So the last four games, two at home, two on the road, the Lions have beat them. Ever since the coach that the Lions have right now, he got the Packers number. So here's what I want to say to you, Gilbert. When you talk about the fact that these guys have not been coached up, it was a short week. They came off of playing that Sunday, and then they're ready to play Monday. But you can't make that as an excuse, because the Lions did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So they had both of them only had a few days to prepare. So let me, when you say those defensive linemen and offensive linemen, the schemes that are brought in by the coaches, when I hear you say the schemes, Gilbert, that tells me the coaches got beat. Because if the schemes weren't working, those are the schemes that the coaches get of players. I don't know. You played the game. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, let's put it this way. If I was a defensive line coach and I came into that meeting room,
you breaking today, everything.
I might lose my job from what I saw out there. The things that they were doing that can be fixed. And it's amazing because one dude can do something wrong, and that's touchdown. Contain-wise, inside-wise. And let me explain to you what a two-hat is. A two-hat or a scoop block is when you're lined up on the center or you're lined up on the inside shoulder guard, either or. One of them is going to hit you, come off to the linebacker. While he's hitting you to come off to the linebacker, the other guy's coming around behind him. So once he come off, he got a better angle to block you. The running back is coming off his tail through the hole. If you don't know how to play that, you're going to get two-headed every time. And the linebacker's going to get blocked every time, and they off to the races. That's the scheme. If you don't understand the scheme, it ain't how big, strong, or tough you are. If they put that on you and you don't know how to defeat that block, it's touchdown every time. That is the scheme, and that is coaching that we're not getting right now.
So Gilbert, I'll agree with you because, you know, you played the game, you know it. But the game today is they got cameras, video, and they're watching that from the play, from that play. The defense saw that, and they make the adjustments. You see them on the sideline. They got the videos and
they
all
ain't
of that.
Making them type of adjustments, Earl. Hey, come on. They ain't making them type of adjustments.
So, Gilbert,
if they made that type of adjustment, they would have stopped it.
Okay, but, Gilbert, if they're not making those kinds of adjustments, that's on the – you play for Fritz Sherman.
Coaching.
You play for Fritz Sherman. So would Fritz Sherman had allowed that?
No, absolutely not. He would have put us in better positions to do that. That's why we only gave up 19 touchdowns at the Super Bowl year, because he put us in the right positions. Sometimes you can be aligned in a wrong position so that they can block you right away.
So it's
all about angles.
So, Gilbert, when I hear you, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, and now we're talking some technical stuff that most of the listeners aren't aware of, but that's what this is, a technical game, right?
It's called breaking it down. We're going to break it down so you can see it, so you can understand it. Stop pointing the fingers at Jordan Love.
Yeah,
pointing the fingers at, that boy's name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Dylan, pointing the finger. Point the finger at the fat guys up front that ain't doing their job.
Or should you point the finger at the coaches whose responsibility is, as you stated, to put the guys now where they're supposed to be?
Right. But you also got to understand this, Earl. Offensively, you can have it, but you can't execute it if the guys are not doing it, if they don't got the strength to do it.
Listen,
offensive line, we can't move nobody.
We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. You know, the game was on Thursday, and today is Monday. But we can still go back and talk about what took place because, you know, a lot of conversation about that game and the future of the Packers. We'll be right back.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Mino and the Mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you, and what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you, have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do, or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well, and I love the energy that you bring to this show.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Watson, who got a chance to get rich, won't be.
He's doing something wrong to his body. He's doing something wrong, man. He got to reevaluate what he's doing. It could be something he's putting in. Is maybe he needs to stretch more. You just don't get a pulled hamstring by just walking down the street.
I know, but Gilbert, don't he clearly? They've got nutritionists, right? Why are you playing?
But he needs to do something for himself. Don't take what the team is giving you. Go out and get something done. You know what I'm saying? If this means that much to you, I'll go find me a guy and say, why? Because this guy telling me this, I'm going to get an extra guy to tell me something else. So I got 2 points of a
reference. Yeah.
Of what's going on, why I keep pulling my hamstring like this. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it.
Markets,
I would do it.
And the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Come on.
Army with harmony.
Naughty by nature, baby. Yeah. You don't hear that break. Come on.
OPP, how can I explain it? I take it frame by frame it. To have y'all all jump and shout and saying it. Oh, it's hey. The other P is for people scratching the temple. The last P, well, that's not that simple. Huh. It's sort of like a well, another way to call a cat a kid. It's 5 little letters that are missing.
All right. You get it. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. These were the words, Gilbert, of Matt LaFleur, you know, after the game.
LaFleur.
Packers coach Mike LaFleur called the start humiliating. And if that wasn't enough to get his team's attention, he also said, we got our butts kicked. They whipped us. They manhandled us. Essentially, toughness, and more toughness. The Packers fielded an offensive line that couldn't pass protect or create consistent running lanes on the infrequent run plays LaFleur called I see you. What
I've been saying for the longest, dog. He's saying it right there, but you always talk about what's the fix? What's the fix? Sometimes you can't fix things that you can't do. These guys cannot open holes for these running backs to run. I'm just putting it out there plain and simple. So we got to do some kind of other type of scheme blocking to open up these holes. There's ways to do it. He has to change the blocking scheme so we can open up some holes, because we can't physically move guys out the way.
So people would say, well, the reason you're not physically moving guys out the way is your top two defensive offensive tackles, Bakhtiari and
Jenkins.
And Jenkins aren't in the game, man. You know, if Jenkins and Bakhtiari was there, we wouldn't be talking about that.
You're right, Earl. It's I mean, look at it.
Hey, write that
man.
Down, if, Calvin. Gilbert said I was right about something.
Yeah, you was right about something. But check this out though, Earl. If you had those two guys in there, it'd be a different story.
You sure
it's
of that?
It's plain and simple. I'm sure of it.
So the physicality.
The pressure that Jordan Love was getting, they got world-class defensive linemen over there
in Detroit.
They exposed our offensive line for what they are. Now it's up to them to pride in themselves to get better. Both sides of the ball. I am embarrassed this morning. As a former defensive lineman of the Green Bay Packers, I am embarrassed. Because there are ways that we can show up to a game in front of our home fans and not get beat up like that. I mean, sometimes you sit out there and you watch a Detroit offensive line grabbing hold of one of our defensive linemen and driving him.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then he get off and just walk back to the huddle like it ain't nothing, like it ain't bothering him. I sat there and watched that. I ain't going to call his number out, but I sat there and watched that, and that's embarrassing.
So, Gilbert, you're saying that basically the guy didn't give 100% of what he had.
Either that or David Copperfield was doing a magic trick and he didn't see what was going on.
So the defensive front once again show why they continue to be at the bottom of the run stopping statistics. And this dates to before current defensive coordinator Joe Barry. You always tell me about how bad Smith is, you know, and you was telling me about number 93 and the grave, and he was doing the grave digger, you know, doing what you did. Excuse me. But whatever's happening, they're not stopping the run. So what you see, and today's football, Gilbert, if you get 100 yards rushing as a team, that's good. I've been watching, you know, the game has evolved to a passing game. So if you get 100 yards rushing as a team, they say that's good. But when you get 200 yards rushing, that's domination. And that's what's happened in the last couple games against the Packers.
Yeah. And it hurts me, you know, being a Green Bay Packer. I'm always be a Green Bay Packer till the day I die. And I think I got the right to talk about these boys because I ain't no dude that's been sitting around pushing a pen and come up and say, oh yeah, this guy, hey, man, this,
you,
no, no.
Hey, you're not talking about your brother, are you?
No, I'm talking about like you sitting there writing on a piece of paper there talking about Calvin, make sure you write down. He said, I did. No, I'm not talking about you, Earl. No.
Earl, it's keeping it real Monday, man.
And Earl, I'm hurt. I am hurt because of this game. Not because it's a football game, but because it's the Detroit Lions, a divisional foe, beating us up like this.
Well, it's been four games in a row.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Gaza, a building collapses after an explosion. Israeli retaliatory airstrikes after a massive surprise attack on Israel earlier today. Israel's prime minister declaring a state of war, calling up reserves, ordering intense airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. ABC News producer Bruno Nota is in Israel.
There are 22 locations confirmed where the Israeli military is confronting those commandos, which have infiltrated from Gaza.
Israel's National Rescue Service said at least 100 people have been killed, hundreds wounded. The Palestinian Health Ministry says nearly 200 people have been killed on that side of the border. And hostages, ABC's Jordana Miller.
The Israeli army confirming Hamas has kidnapped soldiers and civilians, taking them back to the Gaza Strip. No details on how many Israeli hostages there are or if they're all alive. Hours earlier, Hamas claiming it had kidnapped over 50 Israelis in its massive surprise attack.
This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Yeah, yeah, we can hear you.
The
world is yours.
I sit the dumb beat watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes.
Yo, yeah, you can't hear us, Gilbert.
The mic, I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable, smooth issue that murderers move with. The thief's theme. Play me
10 years
like
now.
They won't act right. The fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a air pipe. The mind activation, react like
all right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Seems like we're having a little technical difficulties. So we'll do this as Calvin works on it. Gilbert, you there?
I got you.
Okay. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. So Gilbert, listen to this. This is what Matt LaFleur said. This is what Matt LaFleur said. We're going to have to do something different because it's insane to do the same things over and over again and expect a different result. LaFleur said of the Packers' run defense, this is a good, talking about the Lions now, you're talking about the Lions offense. This is a good offensive line. They've got really good runners. I think Jamar Gibbs and Montgomery are two of the better backs. That's one of the best offensive lines in football. But it's still inexcusable. You should be able to take one phase away. If you want to stop the run and commit to that, make them throw it over your head. So he's saying the right things, right?
Yeah, but he not.
So who should he be? So should he be talking to his defensive coach?
Yes. He should have called Joe Barry is his name, right?
Yeah, Joe Barry.
Into his office and gave him a tongue lash. Then Joe Barry should went in his office and called the defensive line coach in and gave him a tongue lash. I'm gonna tell you this, Earl. Back in 1995, San Francisco was the juggernaut. They was the juggernaut. So let's say San Francisco is us and we're the Detroit Lions. San Francisco is the juggernaut. We watched film on the juggernaut and we figured out how to beat the juggernaut. You want to know how we figured out how to beat them?
Physicality.
Yes. Detroit sat down and watched the film and said, all we got to do is be physical. Be physical. Out physical them, and we will win. That's what Detroit did. They came in and out physical us up front. And that's how we lost.
But Gilbert, here's the part of this I don't understand. All of those players do weight training. All of them.
It ain't that, Earl. It ain't that. You can lift 500 pounds. It ain't that.
Okay.
They went in and out physical us. When I say that they wanted it more than we did. They was willing to walk through fire and we wasn't. They was willing to die out there and we wasn't. That's what I'm talking about. It don't matter how much you bench. It don't matter how strong you are. It's your will to win. When they came in to Lambeau Field, their will to win was greater than ours up front. And that's how they got the job.
So there was complaints, and I read this, where Matt LaFleur and others said, hey, the Packer fans sold the tickets to Detroit, and it was a whole lot of Detroit Lion fans in the stands. We can't let that happen anymore. Does that matter?
No. It don't matter. It's what you're doing out there on the field that's matter. You understand what I'm saying? Don't point fingers at the fans. Don't point fingers at the stands. Point fingers at your guys on the field. Period. Because you got to play in order to win. We didn't play to win. We played to collect a check.
You know, man, you always said, Gilbert, you always said, NFL not for long.
Not for long.
So watching what you've watched, these boys got to watch their backs. Let's go to the phone line. Hey, Dave, what's going on, man? How you doing? You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Gilbert.
Hey, it's a great conversation, man.
Gilbert's,
this is
Gilbert's spot on. And he's
spot on about what?
The fact of physicality. In Detroit, that coach, since he's been hired.
Yeah, he's physical.
He has changed that mindset. And there's no question, Detroit, I mean, I don't, other than Barry Sanders, I haven't seen Detroit, you know, this good as a team, probably in my entire life, just because they've been bad for so long. But the mindset has changed where, you know, people forget the end of last season, they were turning it around. I mean, and now, you know, when they initially traded Matthew Stafford to the Rams, it didn't look so good. He won a Super Bowl right away. But with Jared now, you know, leading the pack with the Lions, he seems more comfortable. And to Gilbert's point, I think the QB for the Lions, he actually went and talked to Rasul Douglas after the game, and they actually drew up a play to specifically, you know, go against him because they knew he would jump at it. So they were studying the film, and that's how he got one of the touchdowns. And that's very unusual that he pointed that out to him. But, I mean, that's just crazy. And back to Joe Barry, the reason why the Packers even came back in the game in the second half was because they were playing more up front and trying to be more physical, and consequently, you know, that's how they got led back in the game. And then when they started to revert back, well, then they started gashing us down the throat again because, you know, we had scored a couple touchdowns or doing that prevent defense, which you can't stand. I mean, they've got the guys up front to really make some hay up there. And I don't want to see, you know, Clay Walker or Van Ness in coverage. That's not where they should be. They should be out there rushing the QB, making him feel uncomfortable, and just go at it.
Hey, David, so thank you. Let's let Gilbert respond. Gilbert, sure. I saw you shaking your head when he said he don't want to see them cats out there in coverage.
Man, that, like I say, Earl, we talk about the scheme all the time. And the scheme, you know, I was amazed when every now and then Fritz would have me drop in the coverage. And I'm like, wait a minute, man. I don't need to be out here. This is out of my element.
No man's lane, right?
No man's land. Man, I'm supposed to be up there taking on these double teams. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, Earl, it's those things that as a defense coordinator, you can live and die with. Dropping in the coverage and stunts. You know what I'm saying? You can live and die with it. Sometimes it's going to help you, and sometimes it's going to hurt you. That's why I don't like neither one of them. I want to just go get the quarterback and play the run.
Let me ask you. So after, you know, the Packers got a little time to get some rest, get healthy. Don't play again until next Monday. It's been rough. You think it's going to be a rough week? I mean, they're going to, you know, work the cats harder. I mean, what do you do?
You know, Earl, if I was a coach, I wouldn't go in there. I mean, you know, normally on a normal week, you go in, watch the film, you cuss them out or do whatever. And then you come back Wednesday on a new deal. You know what I'm saying? And I'm hoping that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, first you got to pull out the bad. You got to let them know what the hell was y'all doing. Here it is right here on film. And then Wednesday comes along. Now we got to fix it. Because if you keep doing the stupid things and fussing and da-da-da-da-da, you're going to keep losing. You got to get that out your system. Come in the next day and let's fix it. And the only way you can fix it is by putting it on paper, putting it on film, and showing these guys how to do it out on the field. If you don't do it that way, the same outcome's going to happen in Raider land.
You know, Gilbert, because you look at the Raiders, and I think the Raiders are 1-3. Mm. And it's easy to say, well, it's only the Raiders, right? Mm. But the Raiders going to be hungry. They're going to look at the Packers.
The Raiders going to watch film. The Raiders going to watch film and say, man, look what Detroit did to these boys. Let's do this.
The Packers going to watch film too, man. I mean, it's not like the Packers aren't watching film, but I guess, Gilbert, the point I'm trying to make is the Packers are not in any position to look at the Raiders and start salivating thinking, hey, man, it's only the 1-3 Raiders,
mm-mm.
right?
Mm-mm.
Can't you do can't that. Overlook anybody, huh?
You can't. Not us. We can't overlook nobody. We can't overlook Mickey Mouse and his crew.
Well, you can
we can't do
Bears.
That.
You can overlook the Bears, but
no, the Bears. If we don't fix this, here's the thing, Earl. When you watch film and you see openings, and you don't fix them openings, you're gonna lose. You're gonna lose. Period. I mean, you got to have the guys in there that's willing to be fixed and play the scheme.
But you know what, Gilbert? Because earlier when we spoke, you said that it's going to take some time for them to gel.
Yeah, they're a young team, man.
So how much of this can you attribute to the fact that they're a young team, Gilbert? Any?
I'm gonna tell you this. We played Detroit when?
Thanksgiving.
We played them
Thanksgiving.
Is it Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Thanksgiving Day.
Hopefully, we can get that team that you saw out there in Lambeau Field will not be the team that you gonna see on Thanksgiving. Will not be that same team. I'm telling you, we got now that we got embarrassed on national TV on Thursday night football. If you don't fix that, I ain't gonna say nothing.
So let me ask you, man, because again, normally the Packers, Lambeau Field is sacred, and you don't see a whole lot of other teams buying tickets. Excuse me, that's usually where, you know, that's Lambeau, and ain't going to be no whole lot of other people coming into Lambeau. But there was an inordinate amount of fans that came. Do you think that's, man, based on the fact that it was a Thursday night game? Or do you think it's based on the fact, man, that people are starting to get a little irritated with the Packers?
It might be a combination of both, man. Thursday night, people got to go to work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People got to go to work.
But they always had to in the past.
And it was a Milwaukee game, Earl. It was a Milwaukee game. You see what I'm saying? So everybody had to come all the way down from Milwaukee on a Thursday night. I don't see that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it's a lot of different factors in this game. But at the end of the day, it don't matter who's sitting in the stands. It matters what you're putting in between the lines. Stop. I wish the dude would tell me, hey, man. No.
LaFleur who said, you know, hey, Packer fans.
Sometimes you got to check them pretty boys, man. You got to check them pretty boys. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You got to check them, man. You can't say that. You can't say that it was the fans. It was Detroit Lions fans that made us lose the game or made the outcome different. No! You can't say that.
Well, I know
because they ain't out there taking those trap blocks on and all that other stuff.
I know this much. Vince Lombardi would have never said that.
Never said that.
Huh?
Earl, you know what? I'm mad we only got an hour. I'm mad we only got an hour.
You know, man, listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You know, there's been some talk, Gilbert, about maybe the Packers need to get how do you get the boy's name that quick, man? Number 7, Devontae Adams back. There was some talk about bringing Devontae Adams back. You shaking your head already, man.
He ain't gonna help. You wanna know why?
Why?
Because the front ain't ready. We'll talk about it off the break. Front is not ready.
All right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger. You can join us. We'll be right back.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The 5th and 6th generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal,
everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Is it safe to say that?
71.
Yeah, it's 30 safe 30. To say that, there.
Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek.
Because they think they got all the answers.
Degrees.
All answers.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
Oh, get him, boy. Rock him.
All right. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go to the phone lines and Eric from Tulsa. Hey, good morning to you, Eric. How you doing, man? Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are a lot, but I'll keep them down to a few. Good morning, Mr. Ingram.
Good morning. Good morning.
How's
morning?
I gotta ask the Gravedigger if he's been, you know, moseying around Detroit. He probably sees a few more jerseys than he's been seeing in the last 20 years of living there.
Yeah, jerseys and Crocs with lions on them. Yeah.
Oh, yikes! So as a lifelong Lions fan, you know, I've been saying this for a while now. It's like a great time to be a Lions fan. I'm sorry, but talking about what you're talking about, you know, I think. I mean, kind of being someone that paid attention to this franchise as we left the Fatty Patty era of the Patricia years, and when the GM came in and the coach came in, it was like a marriage from day one, and that's been their whole. It's all about collaboration. Brad Holmes is the genius behind this whole thing. Campbell is the face of it, but Brad Holmes has transformed this roster. You know, he took all those years as the Rams. You know, all that training from the Rams, and he's been brilliant in what he's done in really bringing in all of that stuff that allows Campbell to put the attitude on those guys. He can work them harder and all that stuff because they get these guys with their